It's Tuesday, July 1st, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Highway 53 southbound between Chetek and New Auburn will be closed Wednesday evening to Thursday morning. A Hayward man arrested for his suspected 6 OWI. The governor and legislative Republicans broker a budget deal and file a permit before you launch your fireworks, remind local officials. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. Southbound Highway 53 between Chetek and New Auburn will be closed Wednesday evening through Thursday morning. The closure is weather-dependent for the work on the bridges in that section of road. The detour begins at 8 p.m. Wednesday and will follow County Highway I, County Highway SS, County Highway M. The detour will end at 6 a.m. Thursday. The northbound lanes are not affected. A Hayward man arrested for the sixth time for suspected intoxicated driving. The State Patrol said 63-year-old Carl Jerome was pulled over at the intersection of Sawyer County Highways K and B on Monday evening just after 8:30 p.m. after his vehicle swerved from his lane of traffic and failed to signal a turn. Troopers allegedly saw signs of impairment and had Jerome do a field sobriety test and a blood draw. He was booked in the Sawyer County Jail. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature have reached a deal on the next two-year budget. The deal announced Tuesday cuts income taxes by $1.3 billion, increases funding for the universities of Wisconsin despite a threatened cut, and raises taxes to pay for transportation projects. The deal in the battleground state emerged the day after the deadline for enacting a new budget. However, there is no government shutdown in Wisconsin when the budget is late. The legislature is scheduled to pass the budget deal this week. Flags will fly at half-staff across Wisconsin for a slain police officer. Bob Haig tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers issuing the order Monday in honor of Milwaukee Police Department officer Kendall Corder, killed in the line of duty at age 32. Corder and another officer, 29-year-old Christopher McCray, ambushed while responding to a call last Thursday night. Corder died Sunday after being taken off life support at his family's request. McCray was released from the hospital on Saturday. A 22-year-old man was arrested in connection to the shooting. Flags will remain at half staff until sunset Tuesday and again on the date of Officer Corder's internment, which is yet to be announced. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Victim service providers call on the Wisconsin State Legislature to fully fund the Department of Justice's victim services budget request. Sean Maloney has more.
Shira Phelps is the executive director of the Office of Crime Victim Services.
Without adequate funding, local programs will be forced to lay off staff, reduce hours and programming, or close entirely. Survivors will lose crisis counseling, emergency shelter, legal help, and life-saving programs. Imagine fleeing your abuser and the shelter doors are locked.
The Department of Justice requested $67.8 million, but JFC voted to include only $20 million in the first year of the biennium. Phelps and other advocates joined Attorney General Josh Call for a Monday press conference. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Don't forget to secure your permit before you launch holiday fireworks. Amber Gonski has the details.
We celebrate Independence Day this week, and that means fireworks will be enjoyed by many. Dean Barofka, chairman of the town of Rice Lake, has some reminders for those planning to use explosive or aerial fireworks that leave the ground.
You have to have insurance. You have to have a permit to fire off fireworks in the state of Wisconsin. I've had people call me and I ask them, do you have insurance? Well, no, I cannot issue a permit. Will not sign off on it. It's illegal to shoot off fireworks without it in Wisconsin. There's a lot of it happening. Sometimes there's little issues in neighborhoods, fireworks coming down where they don't belong. The county's to enforce that.
Contact your local municipality for more information and plan ahead. I'm Amber Gonski.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.